Lower Beginner, Season 1, Lesson 6, Don't Let Your Emotions Get the Better of You in Turkey. Hi everyone, welcome back to TurkishClass101.com. This is Lower Beginner, Season 1, Lesson 6, Don't Let Your Emotions Get the Better of You in Turkey. I'm Brandon.
Merhaba, I'm Feyza.
In this lesson, you'll learn about singular and plural verb conjugations while describing basic emotions.
This conversation takes place outside, where Asu meets Hakan by chance. Hakan wants to congratulate Asu on her Teacher of the Year award.
The speakers are close friends, so they'll be using informal Turkish. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Tebrikler. Nasıl hissediyorsun?
Çok mutluyum.
Benim oğlum senin sınıfında öğrenci. O da mutlu.
Bazı öğretmenler biraz kızgın.
Kıskanıyorlar.
Listen to the conversation one time slowly.
Tebrikler. Nasıl hissediyorsun?
Çok mutluyum.
Benim oğlum senin sınıfında öğrenci. O da mutlu.
Bazı öğretmenler biraz kızgın.
Kıskanıyorlar.
Listen to the conversation with English translation.
Tebrikler. Nasıl hissediyorsun?
Congratulations. How do you feel?
Çok mutluyum.
I'm so happy.
Benim oğlum senin sınıfında öğrenci. O da mutlu.
My son is a student in your class. He is happy too.
Bazı öğretmenler biraz kızgın.
Some teachers are a bit angry.
Kıskanıyorlar.
They're jealous. Feyza, did you win a lot of awards while you were at school?
Well, I didn't, but my mother, who has been working as a teacher for the last 20 years, received 2 awards for the same private college for her 10th and 20th years of service.
That's nice. And is it the same for public schools?
School awards are handed to teachers and students usually by the end of second semester, which is also referred to as spring semester.
Students' awards are given to those with the highest GPA, the best athletic records, or other academic achievements.
But teachers can only receive an award from the Ministry of Education in Turkey when they supervise a group of students who wins an international contest.
Well, I'm glad they received some recognition. I think teachers deserve it. Okay, now on to the vocab. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word is...
Tebrik.
Congratulation.
Tebrik. Tebrik.
Next we have...
Nasıl?
How is?
Nasıl? Nasıl?
Our next word is?
Hissetmek.
To feel.
Hissetmek. Hissetmek.
Next we have?
Oğul.
Son.
Oğul. Oğul.
Next we have?
Bazı.
Some.
Bazı. Bazı.
Next.
Biraz.
A little.
Biraz. Biraz.
Next.
Kızgın.
Angry.
Kızgın. Kızgın.
Last we have.
Kıskanmak.
To be jealous of.
Kıskanmak. Kıskanmak.
Let's have a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word is
Tebrikler,
which means congratulations.
You can use this noun either alone, as in tebrikler, which is the plural form of tebrik, to congratulate someone, or you can use it with the auxiliary verb etmek, which means to do, as in tebrik etmek, meaning to congratulate.
And when can you use this phrase?
Tebrikler has a festive and casual connotation. You can say it for almost every occasion, like weddings or graduation ceremonies, or when your friend accomplishes something like a new job or a promotion. Keep in mind that when you use it by itself and in plural, it has a friendly and informal connotation.
And when is it better to avoid this phrase?
Although it's grammatically okay, avoid using tebrikler in formal situations. it's best to use tebrik ederim, which literally means I congratulate you when you want to congratulate someone formally.
For example, when talking to your boss or a colleague, or in any situation where you aren't really close to the person you're talking to. So, if the situation calls for formality, use the noun combined with the auxiliary verb,
as in tebrik etmek.
Can you give us an example?
Sure. Person A says, tebrikler canım, mutluluklar. Ayrıca eşini de tebrik ederim.
Meaning, congratulations, my dear. I wish you happiness. I congratulate your husband as well.
And person B responds, teşekkürler.
Meaning, thanks. Okay, next we have,
kıskanmak,
which means to be jealous of.
Kıskanmak can be used in many different contexts, as in jealousy about the money, possessions, attention, love, looks, or occupation of a person. The noun of this verb is kıskançlık, which means jealousy, and the adjective is kıskanç, which means jealous.
When can you use this phrase?
You use imrenmek when you want to say that you are envious of something.
It's used to express the longing for, or the desire to have something or become someone. It is appropriate to say to another person because it involves a certain level of admiration.
For example, it would be perfectly fine to say, sana imreniyorum, çok güçlü bir insansın.
Which means, I envy you, you are a strong person. Can you give us another example?
Sure. Person A says, Selin erkek arkadaşını çok kıskanıyor.
Meaning, Selin is very jealous of her boyfriend.
And person B responds, evet, farkındayım. Ne zaman dışarı çıksalar kavga ediyorlar.
Meaning, yeah, I noticed. Whenever they go out, they quarrel.
Kıskançlık, meaning jealousy, is considered to be a negative emotion in Turkey. However, kıskançlık in romantic relationships can be viewed as normal and it's usually tolerated by people in Turkish culture.
That's interesting. Okay, now onto the grammar. In this lesson, you'll learn about singular and plural verb conjugations in Turkish.
The Turkish plural is constructed by attaching ler or lar, plural conjugations to the verbs, nouns, or adjectives, depending on the Turkish vowel harmony rules.
This lesson focuses on plural verb conjugations.
The plural third-person subject is onlar, meaning they in Turkish.
In Turkish, the subject gets the plural suffix in all cases. In some plural cases, the verb also needs to be attached with a plural suffix. There is a condition which determines whether the verb of the sentence should get a plural suffix or not.
The first rule is that you can use the verb in singular or plural if the plural subject of the sentence is human.
Let's illustrate our explanation with an example. How about the students came?
That would be öğrenci, meaning students, plus the suffix ler, plus gelmek, meaning to come. So it becomes either öğrenciler geldi, or, öğrenciler geldiler.
Okay, how about the teachers are teaching?
That's öğretmen, meaning teacher, plus the suffix ler, plus öğretmek, meaning to teach. So becomes either öğretmenler öğretiyor, or öğretmenler öğretiyorlar.
Next, let's look at the children are playing.
That's çocuk, meaning child, plus lar, plus oynamak, meaning to play. So it becomes either çocuklar oynuyor or çocuklar oynuyorlar.
Listeners, keep in mind that when the plural third person subject is human, both plural or singular verbs are grammatically correct in written or spoken language. Now, the next rule is that you should always use the verb in singular when the plural subject is not human, so an animal or an object. Let's see some examples. How would we say the elephants are drinking water?
That's fil, meaning elephant, plus ler, plus su, meaning water, plus içmek, meaning to drink. So it becomes filler su içiyor. In this case, kuşlar su içiyorlar is grammatically wrong, both in written and oral Turkish.
The next sentence is the buses took off.
That's otobüs, meaning bus, plus ler, plus yola çıkmak, meaning to take off. So it becomes otobüsler yola çıktı. Keep in mind that Otobüsler yola çıktılar will be grammatically wrong since the object is non-human.
Here's one last sentence. The socks are sold.
That's çorap meaning sock plus lar plus satılmak meaning to be sold. So it becomes çoraplar satıldı. Be careful here because çoraplar satıldılar is wrong.
Listeners, make sure to check the lesson notes for more information and examples. What's one of the best ways to stay motivated while learning Turkish?
It's watching your progress grow and knowing how much you've learned.
You can track your learning progress at TurkishClass101.com with the dashboard.
So when you complete this lesson, mark it as finished.
You'll see the checkbox above the lesson player on the lesson page.
Click on the Mark Lesson Complete checkbox.
And watch your progress grow at TurkishClass101.com. Well, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Görüşürüz.
Tebrikler. Nasıl hissediyorsun?
Çok mutluyum.
Benim oğlum senin sınıfında öğrenci. O da mutlu.
Bazı öğretmenler biraz kızgın.
Kıskanıyorlar.